That's what I call it. I guess that you'd call it that. We'll call it that anyway.
Works out not. If you went outside and cut some flowers and wanted to keep them in the house, you'd put them in a
vase.
Okay. And what if you wanted to grow some flowers inside? You'd grow them in
a pot.
Okay. What kind of pot?
Well, different ones. I get maybe a galvanized bucket, or maybe some other kind of bucket. Maybe be or just a cup.
Mm-hmm.
So like a tall cup, you could put them in two or three different ways. You can put them in a pot. An old bucket, you can put them in an old bucket.
Mm-hmm. What's it, a tar cup?
Yeah, it's made out of something. I got some out there by the dough stick. And it's made out of clay, you know, something. Sort of like a brick.
Oh, those reddish?
Red. Mm-hmm. Tar cup, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you put them in that.
Say if you were setting the table, you'd give everyone a plate and then...
Fork and knife and a spoon.
Okay. And say if you served steak and it wasn't very tender, you might have to put out steak.
Knife.
Okay. And if the dishes were dirty, you'd say I have to go...
Wash them. Wipe them out. Yeah, I don't ever put mine on there until I know they're clean. But that's what you'd do. You'd have to wash them out. Mm-hmm. Or rinse them out, whatever you call it.
You know, you have a cloth or rag that
yeah,
you use?
Yeah, I have dish cloths.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then you dry them off with mm-hmm. the...
Dish cloth.
Dish cloth is what you use
yeah,
to
dry? Yeah, I got a dish cloth and then I got a dish rag. Wash dishes with.
Uh-huh.
Dish rag and then a dish towel. Mm-hmm. That's the way it goes. Yeah, that's the way it is. Yeah. See, the dish towels is to dry them and the dish rag is to wash them.
Mm-hmm. And you say after she washes the dishes, then she... What them?
Rise them.
But in clear water,
yeah,
then she...
I always rinse mine with hot water.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And I've always done that.
You know, do you have a little square of cloth that you use to bathe your face with?
I got washcloth, you call it.
Okay.
I buy.
And you dry yourself off with
a towel.
And say if you wanted to... you go to the sink and turn on the water, you turn on the...
Spigot?
And outside, something that you might hook your hose up to.
That's the faucet, you mean, to the, under the spigot.
What's the difference in a faucet and a spigot?
Well, you see, that faucet, it kind of runs out, and the spigot, it's different from that.
Where do you have a spigot?
It's on the side of the, where you got your, where you get put your hose on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the faucet goes down.
A faucet is in the sink, or?
Yeah, that's in the sink, the faucet is. But you see, the spigot, it runs down from the thing you turn on out there. And then mm-hmm. see, you put your hose on that bottom. I don't know how you call that, a faucet or not. But anyway, you put it on that there and then run your hose on that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you ever see on a water barrel something that you could turn?
Yeah. That's a faucet. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Most people got them in the barrel. Where they turn it, well, you got syrup in there or mm-hmm. molasses or whatever, and then you turn them and get it out. You got a faucet down at the bottom of the barrel. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you can make water barrels that way too.
Hmm.
Yeah. It'll work either way.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever have a stand of molasses or a stand of lard?
Stand of what?
Molasses. Or stand of lard.
Lard. You mean whole lard?
Uh-huh.
My mama always made it. She put it in cans.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, lard cans, they called them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and had a big, the cans was about that high, I guess.
About 3 feet high?
And so, I forget how many gallons of lard. And then she had a lid to fit it.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd cook it out and she would kill 4 or 5 cans at a time.
How big's it? A sugar kettle. Is that the same as the...
That's what you make syrup in. 60-gallon kettle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.